Quoting Wallerstein from a later chapter in the book, Chapter 3, The Liberal State and Class Conflict, 1830 to 1875. Class conflict would therefore come to mean something different from what Saint-Simon and Guizot had had in mind. The July Revolution of 1830, and this was led by skilled crafts against Charles X of France, quoting Wallerstein from an earlier section, the revolution of 1830 was to be contagious, spreading almost immediately to neighboring Belgium and Italy, but then also to Poland. The peoples of Europe emerged from a long apathy. The July Revolution of 1830 itself came at a moment of particular economic difficulty for the workers, high unemployment and unusually high wheat prices. It provided evidence of the utility of political uprising and served to stimulate workers' consciousness, a sense of having common interest, solely as proletarians, a sense of the dignity of the worker. The liberals perceived this change immediately. Thiers said in a statement to the Chamber of Deputies, quote, "The day after the Revolution of July, we saw our duty to moderate it. In effect, it was no longer liberty, but order which was in danger," unquote. The next few years were to see worker unrest of a new intensity and quality in both France and Great Britain. The most dramatic expression of protest by the artisans was that of the Canut of Lyon. And my comment, Wallerstein appended a note which reads, "Canut apparently derives from the word canette, meaning spool, and was the name that had been used in marionette shows since the 16th century in Lyon to caricature silk workers in Lyon. Levasseur, writing in 1904, however, insists it was not a term of scorn." Continuing with Wallerstein, "The most dramatic expression of protest by the artisans was that of the Canut of Lyon, first in 1831 and then in 1834. The struggles began right after the July Revolution and included machine destruction and eviction of foreign, quote-unquote, workers. The background to this was an 18th-century militancy of journeymen, which had erupted in 1786 in the so-called Tuppenny Riot, in which the journeymen sought to obtain a fixed minimum rate for finished cloth. The ongoing turmoil continued up to the French Revolution and the enactment of the Loi Le Chapelier. Bazucha concludes that, quote, "The French Revolution, in fact, broke the momentum created prior to 1789 and may have retarded the development of a workers' movement in Lyon," unquote. And I comment here, this adds support to a comment we made to some very suggestive information given us by Proudhon during our Waking Up Radio show of September 3rd, 2017, that once we're free, we'll need an authentic history of the French Revolution.
I want to make some books. This is going to be another chance.